Can we really predict the unpredictable? In nature, simple systems can behave in a very complex way. And this is often for the weather or for a solar system, which are chaotic. Tiny difference in their initial state could end up in a completely different final configuration after a certain period of time.
Welcome back to Forecasting Innovation, a podcast by Humidsat with Chief Scientist Paolo Ruti and myself, Christina Bonanati. Humidsat is Europe's operational satellite agency for monitoring weather, climate and the environment from space. Let's explore the frontiers of technology in satellite operations and weather science.
As we will never know 100% all the different parameters of the current conditions, we will have uncertainty in the model. We will have inherently a bit of chaos.
Florence Rabier, Director General of the European Center for Medium Range Weather Forecast, who spoke with me about the advances of machine learning in weather prediction. In this episode, we will explain the chaotic nature and instability of the atmosphere and how machine learning can address the greatest challenge in weather prediction. We will speak about the initial conditions and ensemble predictions. Let's talk about chaos.
So, an experiment that has been run by some astrophysicists a few years ago, it was just using the planets of our solar system and making evolving for a few billions of years. And rerunning the experiment several times with just a tiny initial difference. So, the distance between Mercury and the Sun was changed by just 1 millimeter. And the final configuration they found were really different, and also the possibility that one planet was colliding with another. So I think this gives a very good example of what does it mean sensitivity to initial conditions.
Imagine you're organizing a party in the green, and even some hours before it starts, you cannot be sure if a thunderstorm will pass your place. Why is it so difficult to make accurate weather predictions? Imagine those atmospheric waves Paolo was talking about in the last episode. Now, imagine that an interruption as small as the flap of a butterfly's wing could give an impulse to these waves that would create a completely different weather scenario than if the butterfly had not flapped its wings. This is how Edward Lorenz described chaos theory as the butterfly effect. Could the flap of a butterfly's wing in Darmstadt cause a storm in Reading?
Three simple equations, but nonlinear and interconnected, explain or describe the atmospheric motion. And so, tiny difference into the initial condition can end up in a completely different configuration of these three simple equations that have been discovered by Lorenz at the beginning of the 60s.
Tiny changes in initial conditions can escalate into much larger differences in the future. If something is highly sensitive to subtle changes in its trajectory, its future state becomes very difficult to predict, even with the most powerful computers in the world. In weather forecasting, these errors occur in the initial conditions, the physical parameters given to the system at the start of a model run. If they are slightly off, this can lead to huge differences in the model output. This is where numerical weather prediction often fails in accuracy. How can machine learning help dealing with these uncertainties?
So if we build a machine learning neural network based on one of those simple models, let's use the Lorenz model, and we generate data using the Lorenz model, and we build a neural network learning from those data, could we say that the neural network is showing all the characteristics of the Lorenz equations? And today, research tells us that that's true. So the neural network model actually behaves as similarly as the Lorenz.
Well, I think machine learning models can also suffer from uncertainties and bring chaotic systems. So it's not so different, actually, from numerical weather forecasting, because the system itself is chaotic. Small changes in the initial condition, in the current state of the atmosphere and land and ocean and etc., will bring large changes. So as we will never know 100% all the different parameters of the current conditions, we will have uncertainty in the model. We will have inherently a bit of chaos. And machine learning models are not immune to that. They will also have some divergence if they start from slightly different weather conditions. Actually, what convinced us that machine learning models were behaving physically is when we saw a time series of errors between forecasts with a physical model and forecasts with a machine learning model started with the same initial conditions. And when we had a larger error in our system, the physical system, the machine learning model also displayed a larger error because the initial condition didn't put us in the right path to predict with a high accuracy.
Extremely interesting experience from ECNWF, as Florence was mentioning, that the machine learning models, they have a similar behavior in terms of sensitivity to initial conditions for specific cases where it's difficult to predict certain phenomena or evolution of weather. But is this all the story? No, it's not. So researchers in Germany recently ran an experiment comparing a machine learning weather model and a full physical system. And they found similar behaviors between the two original model classes of models for intermediate perturbation to the initial conditions. So you perturb a little bit the initial conditions, and the machine learning models and the full physical weather prediction model both behave the same way. So you perturb and you obtain a completely different configuration of the system after a certain time. But if you reduce the amplitude of this perturbation by a large factor, by 1,000, the sensitivity to the initial condition is different between the two models. So machine learning and the full physical weather prediction model, they start behaving differently. So I think it's interesting that ECNWF found sensitivity to initial condition, but we need also to consider how this research field is just at the beginning, and it's interesting to see what will be the evolution.
In complex systems, such as the atmosphere and coupled Earth systems, the sensitivity to initial conditions is pronounced. Some machine learning models have shown a degree of robustness against this sensitivity, because they can learn patterns and relationships from vast amount of data, potentially smoothing out the noise in the initial conditions. In the next episode, we will learn more about such deep learning foundational models. We need to remember that this is all still early stage research. In any case, if the perturbations are not super small, both machine learning and traditional physical models behave similarly. This means that if the initial conditions are not close enough to the real physical parameters of the atmosphere, even a machine learning system will struggle to make a perfect prediction. Since both machine learning and traditional models rely on optimized initial conditions that are as close to real atmospheric conditions as possible, we face the question, how can machine learning help optimize these initial conditions?
Maybe machine learning models could do initial condition themselves, just taking all the observations and create an initial point from which to start a forecast, or go directly from observations to forecasts. So this is something where there have been less research now, but research is starting. We are ourselves starting to look at it. And I'm sure there are good avenues that maybe it is possible to start directly with observations or to combine observations as well with a machine learning model. That is very, very possible. On the other hand, what I'm sure about is that all the observations in the world that we will have in the next decades will not be sufficient to represent absolutely perfectly the initial conditions anyway of the model. So there will always be some uncertainties coming from the errors in the observations, but the fact that not all the parameters are observed in all kilometers square in the Earth. So this, I think machine learning can't invent the content that goes in. They can't invent new observations. So machine learning could have a role to play in reproducing what we call data simulation, or just doing direct observation processing, in a way, direct observation prediction, but they will always be limited by the amount of information we provide.
What is the hope on this new development? The hope is that if we will evolve to a stage where machine learning will be able to directly use observational data, there's still the hope that those methods will be capable to exploit further all the potential of satellite data that at the moment is very well developed and used by weather centers such as ECNWF, but still there's a lot of satellite data that are not used as an initial condition or into the system. The next scientific challenge will be to directly use all type of data into the training of a machine learning model. It's today a research frontier, and that will make possible to use directly many type of observations, of course, starting from satellite, because at the moment you can think that 70-80% of the predictive skills of the existing models depend on satellite data. The remaining 20-30% of the information that is used by prediction models nowadays is coming from a bunch of different sources of data. Ground-based observations, radio sounding from balloons, aircraft data, ship data, radar data. So this is a vast, diverse types of observations that are filling the gap, which is an important gap, because when you have to predict an extreme weather event, all this type of information concur to make sure that you have a good prediction which will save lives and goods.
No matter how advanced our technology will be, as we cannot analyze every atom of the universe, every temperature as precise as endless decimal numbers, every wave or droplet of the ocean with infinite precision, there will always be an infinite picture of the current state of the atmosphere, the initial conditions that are used as starting point for the weather simulations. And these small errors in our approximation can have enormous consequences in the output. This is why ensemble forecasting is done. Supercomputers run multiple simulations, each with slightly different starting conditions. Then the meteorologists can see what the most likely outcomes are and how sensitive the forecast is to subtle differences in pressure, temperature, or something as small as the flap of a butterfly's wing. And here's where machine learning can help in the future.
We are working on ensemble predictions with machine learning models. We need a certain degree of showing different scenarios to represent the inherent instability and chaos of the physical system we want to reproduce. At the moment, we use 50 members in our forecast for every forecast. You could imagine that you have many more members with machine learning because it's cheaper. This is an area where certainly we would have to do a cost-benefit analysis like we do for every component of our system. How much is enough in terms of ensemble members to cover all the different scenarios of what the Earth system could do in the next few days and weeks. At the moment, we know that 50 members is a bit too low, and we would like to have more. Actually, for our extended range, looking at the forecast for the next month or so, we actually run it now with 100 members because we see that there is actually more benefit in adding members to describe the uncertainty rather than working on the resolution of the model, for instance. Of course, with our systems at the moment, we haven't run tens of thousands of members. We would have this possibility with machine learning, but we will have to run experiments to see how maybe this plateaus after a while.
Another issue is climate change itself. The past is not always a great predictor of the future, especially when the climate is warming as rapidly as it is today. The long historical observational data do not take into account changing Earth patterns and changing physical conditions based on changes in the Earth's surface and atmosphere due to climate changes, CO2 content, changes of water temperatures, and Earth geography city effects. Does this involve a bias for the machine learning models?
So if climate change amplifies extremes, not in a very linear wave, in the sense that step by step you increase the strength of an extreme, but you can have tipping points where you have suddenly extremes phenomena developing. So if this happening, the problem is that you have to accumulate a certain amount of data to make the machine learning catching it. And this is the problem I see. It's just a matter to see how many additional data you need to make the machine learning system capturing some of those triggering mechanisms or a threshold mechanism.
At the moment, the data the machine learning models are relying on do represent some of these changes when you go back long enough. And what we've seen until now is that machine learned prediction models perform well for extreme events in weather prediction, even if the underlying data distribution is changing over time. So maybe what we might be more affected by is the fact that we do not have good observation coverage in the past, more than the changing conditions. And so, of course, then we can't depict the past as well as the current. This might be a problem. But for the time being, what we are seeing is that it seems that what we have is good enough for the machine learning predictions to be good to reproduce what's happening now. Now, there is a new generation of machine learning models, which we are also working on and the community is working on. It's called foundation models. And this is something else than what we are running, and most of the people are running at the moment. These foundation models will be more resilient to changes in the data distribution, and therefore they will be more robust for the fact that some parts are not so well observed.
These foundational models are the next generation of machine learning models, and we will speak about them in more detail in the next episodes. We will also talk about the costs and benefits of machine learning, its advantages and also its limitations.